This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Officers involved in the arrest of a 73-year-old with dementia in 2020 violated key Loveland Police Department policies. That's according to a report released Friday by a national auditing firm. CPR's Allison Borden says the department's policies on ethics, use of force, chain of command, and complaints were all violated in Karen Garner's arrest.
An officer dislocated Garner's shoulder and broke her arm during the arrest. The report revealed that a sergeant who was also at the scene later changed the case number for his body cam footage, essentially hiding evidence. Loveland City Manager Steve Adams says the report helps the city and the police department move forward.
We are committed to having continuous improvement in our organization. It started the day after things happened and we found out, and it has not stopped and will not stop.
The former officer who injured Garner is serving a 5-year prison sentence for his involvement in the case. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
More than 1 million ballots have been turned in ahead of Tuesday's election. Early voting among Democrats and Republicans continues to lag slightly behind 2018 midterm turnout. But unaffiliated voters are turning out at a higher rate. Overall, 2.5 million Coloradans voted in 2018. And this is CPR News and KRCC. For Denver and Colorado Springs, partly cloudy skies today, highs around 60. Right now in Denver, it's 43 degrees. It's 9:06.